now when I was DJing at Elmer's, one safe bet is that that song is coming up.
Of course.
You played a lot of good music.
Thank you.
Change it up a lot, which is nice.
Yeah, I just, you know, some people, and listen, I'm going to tell you about DJing. I love it, okay? I love doing it. Like, I love music. What people don't realize is that I'm working.
Yeah.
It's really working.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of focus.
I had this there's a lot of focus. There really is. Yeah. And you're playing a song really for just 2 minutes. So there's a lot of stuff has to happen to get to the next song, match up the beats per minute and all that kind of stuff. It's not hard, but it takes
some thought.
You have
to pay attention.
Yes. So in the midst of it, when a lovely young girl, and she was younger than most, she came and she says, can you play this one song by Cardi B? Mm. And I said, I looked at her, I go, I don't have that song. And she says, well, I have it in my phone. And I go, what am I supposed to do with it in your phone? Well, I can give it to you. And I go, I don't understand what you're trying to get accomplished here.
Well, you can get the song.
Okay, it's not that easy.
Right, but I'm saying.
I can get it if I want.
Right.
But I'm not gonna in the middle of my set.
Correct. Yeah.
It's gonna take me 5 minutes to get the song, and I only have 2 minutes. So then she says, well, can you start playing some younger music? And I go, well, I'm really, really old school. She goes, you're right. There's a lot of old people here.
Oh my God.
And I go, yeah, there's a lot of old people here.
That's great.
And then one lady comes up and she says, we came all the way from Zephyr Hills. Can you play some music that we like? And I go, okay, sure. She didn't say what she liked. Can you play some music that we like? I was pretty, my music's pretty universal.
That's what I'm saying. I think you cover a lot of decades, a lot of genres.
If I don't play country music. But if you like rock, I'm going to get to rock. If you like old school, I'm going to get there. I play Dust in the Wind. I mean, you mix it up a little. Love Dust in the Wind. Love that song.
I don't have a problem with that. Just the way that you said it was like.
I had five people thank me for playing that song.
Okay.
That's a gorgeous song.
I didn't say it was anything.
Okay, thank you, Roland.
Hey, that reminds me, though. Do you practice your DJ set at all?
A little bit.
Okay.
If I play at Elmer's, I sure enough can't play those songs when I do the Budweiser deck at the
beer
arena.
Garden. Yeah.
Or if I'm playing at, you know, some Acropolis or something like that. Elmer's, I can play whatever the hell I want. I can play Ghostface Kill. I can play Ghetto Boys.
Yeah. So a good friend of mine and friends of mine is DJ Michelle Page, and she does. Yeah. She's from Youngstown, and haphazardly we came to connect. We didn't realize, and she does. She's doing Grammy parties. Mm-hmm. She does all the top stuff. But she makes playlists for every gig that she has. Yeah. And I don't know that I've ever heard her do. And we've had her, you know, for a lot of events and things like that, play. And it's always different.
It's always different.
I mean, a lot of, obviously, the same music. Sure. But the way that she mixes it and she actually is spinning and mixing the music.
Sure.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's a lot.
How talented and like you were saying, focused, and how you have to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And so I get the frustration when people come up and ask that. Yeah. And it's like,
And listen, she'll say, somebody will say, hey, can you play this? Can you play this next? Okay, well, if we're at 140 beats per minute and that's at 65 beats, I mean, it's not that easy.
Yeah. They don't understand.
No.
They don't understand. I didn't either. And I now, if I see a DJ, I will never go request something.
Right.
I don't want to. First of all, I'm playing for 5 hours. Just listen. Maybe I play it.
Yeah.
You don't have to hear it now.
Yeah.
Now everybody has to hear it now. Okay?
That's the social media side of it. Everything's right now.
Well, and I think, too, people don't, because you're not actually scratching and mixing the music right there, so they think you can just hit a button
and it goes,
and it just would go in line.
Yeah. Well, when Ben Swig asked me to do a party that his son was at, at this pool party, all 15-year-old kids in South Tampa, I literally have to go and go get all this music. I don't have it.
Right.
Like, I don't listen to modern music. Right. I have no idea who Migos is. I don't know what he looks like. I just know that they like it.
What about Lil Pump?
I don't know that. You know, seriously, I know Lil Wayne, okay? Yeah. Now there's Lil Uzi Vert. And it's all these littles.
Can somebody put a patent on the word Lil so nobody else can use it now, please?
Nobody should use it after Wayne.
Right.
Nobody. Nobody
There's
should use
15
that
Lils.
There's a lot of Lils.
Yeah.
A lot of Lils. Not little.
Lil.
Yeah,
Lil Bow Wow. He's still around?
Lil Bow Wow.
He's an actor now, isn't he?
I think he was going through something lately.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But Lil Bow Wow, he's still relevant, I believe.
Oh,
does acting.
Yeah, he does a lot of like B-list movies.
He's not a
I'm going to have to Google him.
I think, was he in, he was good in that, roll, skate, roll, bounce, or something like that.
Oh, roll, bounce.
Roll, bounce, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You ever see that one?
No.
It's a good movie. Roller skating movie. You roller skate back in the day, JoJo? In Youngstown?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Skate connection all day.
Yeah, we had Caesar's
Is his
Palace.
Name Shad Moss?
I don't know. No idea.
Shad Moss?
Who, Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah,
that's
possible. Is that his real name?
That's possible. Man, I think he's just Bow Wow now. I think he dropped
Oh, yeah, Roll Bounce. Okay. Yeah.
Should drop
Scary Movie 5.
Yeah. So he's been in some okay
movies. Some stuff.
Movies.
Yeah.
And that Roll Bounce, the lead guy, is, I'm not mistaken, Nick Cannon.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, and Nick Cannon, everybody always dogs out Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon's pretty irrelevant. He's pretty relevant.
He's hosted everything.
He's a relevant dude now.
I like him.
Mariah Carey.
He's had so many shows. Yeah. He's in Drumline. Great movie.
Great movie.
How many times have you seen Drumline?
Pretty much every time it's on.
I want to say 50.
Yeah.
You guys remember what Lil Bow Wow cut his teeth doing, right? This is like his first hit when he was 12. It's called Bounce With Me.
Is this at the right speed?
Doesn't sound right.
It's on YouTube.
It seems like it's off.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
It does seem like
it's
off.
That's
yeah,
wrong.
Why is this? I didn't hear it.
No. That sounds like something skipping.
Why did this? Yeah, this
I don't
was
know.
On
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
The video, okay. My
I
bad.
I think Fresh As I'm is one of his best cuts from back in the day. Now, that was Fresh. I used to play that in spin class, and all the Caucasian girls loved that song.
Yeah.
That's why I found out all the songs that the Caucasian girls like was on spin class. No, but listen.
I just like the way you say it. That's all.
Well, I love Caucasian girls.
No, I didn't say it was anything. I just like the way you say it.
What are you talking about?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So teaching spin classes for many years as I did, I exposed Caucasian girls in South Tampa to more hip hop than anybody else ever because they wouldn't have heard these songs until they heard them in my spin class.
I'm sure.
And a lot of them at the end of the class, I used to make a new CD for every class. A lot of them could kind of have a CD. And I play like Stevie Wonder and stuff like that. And they wouldn't even know who it is. They just know they like the dang music.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I didn't say, like, I didn't make the music. I'm not doing the hard part. Prince is doing the hard part. It's easy to play Prince.
Right.
You know, because
he did all the legwork for
you. Yeah, you're not allowed to really not like Prince.
Yeah.
Who doesn't,
really?
Who doesn't like
I don't know.
Prince?
Nobody likes music.
I don't know anybody.
Nobody likes music.
Okay.
You can't.
You can't. Yeah, if you like music,
you
gotta like
Prince.
Do you
think there's people that don't like music?
I think there's people that are casual music listeners, and then I think there's people who music is their life.
I think there's I think there's people that like music. Everybody has something.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's nobody that's like, it makes their ears bleed.
No, that's impossible. I think that's almost impossible.
Or does it mean something? There's not a song
Sure. Every time you play a song, you feel good because it brings back somewhere.
It makes you feel bad.
It makes you feel good or bad or indifferent or whatever.
It makes you feel.
And listen, I don't cry very often. I'm just not a big crier. Every once in a while, I find myself tearing from music.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that makes me tear sometimes. Like I'll listen to a song and I like it so much that I'll tear up.
Is that Mo's new song? Did that do that to you?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I heard you hated it.
I did not say I hated it. I like the song. I didn't get the video.
You abhorred it?
I didn't get the video.
I think that with the people that I've talked to, that's the consensus.
Of what?
I think most people like the song. Mm-hmm. The video was a little off-putting to a lot of people.
I started watching it, and I felt bad. Like, I started to watch it, and something happened, and I just had to do something else. Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing. So I'm going to go back and watch it today.
Everybody in it looks great. Haley J looks great. Don looks great.
Well, I was there when they were filming it. I watched Haley J filming it.
Yeah.
You know, so lovely young girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed with Don's musical prowess.
I didn't notice.
I didn't know he was that musical.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like to play all the instruments to me, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because like Prince, Stevie Wonder, I can't think of anybody else that did it. Played all their instruments in an album.
I could be wrong, but I think the first Godsmack album
I wouldn't know Godsmack if they walked in here. I really don't.
They smacked you in the face.
They were more relevant in like the late 90s.
Yeah. But yeah. I think the first one was done by the lead singer. I think he did the drums and everything.
But that's impressive.
I mean, there's a couple that can play. Like Dave Grohl can play drums, guitar. I don't know.
He didn't do it on album, though.
No.
But he's able to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, Prince, I saw Prince in concert at Amelie, which was probably called something else back then. But he's at his best when he told everybody to get off the stage and he just got on the piano. He was amazing.
Wow. That's one that was, makes me sad that I'll never get to see.
Me too. And it really saddened me that he died from a drug overdose, because he was the one artist everybody said was clean. I always said there's no way. He's too creative.
Right.
No way. It can't be that. You can't wear purple velour suits and high heels and blouses.
Well, yeah.
And be straight.
And not you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
He's creative.
You heard earlier this week that Tom Petty's toxicology and autopsy came back, right?
Of course.
And the accidental overdose with, I mean, the man must have been hurting every day of his life. You know, he had between his hip and I think he had like bad knees and bad ankles. He was on a whole bunch of concoctions of medication. And it was one of those accidental overdoses where I guess he was on like 5 or 6 a day.
Yeah.
Different types of medication.
Let me say this, okay? Everybody always says accidental overdose. It just means you're taking a lot of drugs.
But here's the thing with that. So when I worked for Paula Abdul, and she has...
Pick that name up for you, by the way.
Well, my point being is when I was her assistant, there was a couple of us who really had to take her medication and kind of see what didn't go with the other. Because doctors don't care.
Nothing goes with the other.
Well, they can, but you can't be on everything. No, she can't sleep because of back pain, so then there's 2 medication. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it was, and each doctor is giving these people a prescription for something, but not conversing with each other
to see. They don't care.
That's my point.
Yes.
So that's your accidental overdose. That's these people taking what they're told to take, but nobody caring enough to do the research to know when these pills collide inside of you, what it's going to do to you ultimately.
I think everybody knows when they're taking too much of something. So that's not accidental. You see, if you have 6 drugs in you, you had, first of all, you're high, like you're, that's not
painkiller.
You're just trying to get high. Okay, and everybody always says this, and you just said with Tom Petty and all the pain and whatever. That's an excuse. Like, I always hear this. Well, I had a surgery, and I got hooked on pills because of the surgery. That's not why you got hooked on pills. You got hooked on pills because you were taking the pills in an
prescription.
Of course.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Your schedule is not like these people's schedules. You don't know what it's like to have to get up and perform night after night and be on 24/7.
I don't.
Night after night?
Well, I mean, a lot of people that did what I did end up hooked on pills because of pain. So I was a guy who didn't want to take anti-inflammatories because I don't like pills. I was a guy, some guys...
Okay, but you don't, that's you. There are people that aren't that strong.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yes, but you're saying, but they're relying on medical professionals to help them feel better and manage their pain.
It's a drug dealer, not a medical professional. They're drug dealers.
Good. You're right about it. You're dead on. The FDA is guilty for the opioid crisis right now because they have approved all this stuff when you think about it.
How quickly?
Food and drug.
You know how quickly doctors give you opioids? It's way too quick.
Oh, way fast.
We had a guy in Philadelphia, and I didn't mess with it, okay? They used to call him Shady Doc, all right? We're going to see Shady Doc today. And they would go get 300 Vicodins.
Jesus.
A week.
My goodness.
A buddy of mine, Kevin Turner, dead now, had ALS, went down. That ain't the way to go.
No, it's not.
Okay. Oh, that's no joke.
So I watched him on ESPN, and that made me cry. Because I knew Kevin well. He was a fullback. He was always beat up. But I saw Kevin drink and take 30 pills while he's drinking. So it's really easy to say I got hooked on something because of a surgery. But I've had so many surgeries. But afterwards, you take it as prescribed.
And
when it's over, stop.
Yep.
That's it.
Just like an antibiotic.
I mean, everything is hard, though.
I agree. I'm just saying not everybody is wired the way that you or I am.
Well, I think I'm wired like everybody else.
Stuff like that, and you can ask Ben. There is a disease that lies within, and that addiction is real. And some people aren't with the wherewithal to make sound decisions and know I take one pill a day.
I think maybe it also depends on who you have around you and who you've got.
Correct.
Like JoJo said, who you have responsible for your daily schedules and everything like that. Because I have a family member of mine that got addicted to Oxys, and she was addicted to them she started taking them when she was 14 because of back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing fine for a while, taking them as prescribed. She hooked up with this guy who was her boyfriend and just a bad guy, bad dude. She got hooked on oxys. They start, you know, all the whole thing happened.
And then it's a
for almost a decade.
Yeah.
She could not shake them. Jail time, all this stuff happened, and she's been clean 3 years now. Mm-hmm. But it got nasty for
sure
a while.
Sure, it got nasty.
Just on oxys.
It has to get, no, you can't say just oxys.
No, I'm just like, saying, like,
that's how it started.
That was the only thing that she was really hard with until the last couple of years, but I get it.
See, there's oxycodone and there's oxycotton, correct?
It was oxycotton. That's what
I've never tried. Like, somebody was going to prescribe me that. I said no.
Yeah.
And I've never had one before, and I don't want to. I've never tried anything other than marijuana in my whole life. You know why? Because I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to
know some people think they can like it and do it, every now and again, or when it's just, you know, it's a holiday or a special occasion or whatever.
Okay.
And no, that's why I don't do it.
If you could take something one time and be hooked for the rest of your life, don't take it.
Correct.
Don't try crack. Don't try it. No. You're not trying crack. You're starting to do crack.
Exactly. Crack is whack.
You know? And I don't know anybody that does crack and said they liked it.
No.
I don't think you're allowed to like crack.
Oh, God,
you can't.
I watch too much Intervention, which I've always been so naive to drugs and all of that. And watching Intervention just, that doesn't scare you into some sort of sobriety.
Drugs Inc. also.
Oof.
Drugs Inc. will do that for you, too. You watch a few episodes of that, and you'll see, like, horse tranquilizers, people on it, and they can't even move. And it's like, why are you taking it?
That's why I watch Viceland. They got the right
that's another
equation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bon appetit.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to Magical Butter.
Please.
I went there last week.
Also, I need, because I'm,
so good.
I'd love to go.
Field trip.
I was going to say.
No, seriously.
Field trip.
Okay.
Let's go.
Hey, we can take the Mike Calta Cruiser over to Magical Butter.
Okay.
Yeah. If Mike's listening.
Sure.
We'll figure it out.
The invoice is already in the mail.
That's two invoices now. It's all good.